I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name, for ever and ever. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name for ever and ever. Psalm 145 starts and ends with praising our God and King for ever and ever. Hallelujah! Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the spiritual food that you nourish us with each day. And bless it to us as we delve into your truth this morning. Good morning, saints. We are reading Psalm 145, verse 18 to 21. Just going back to verse 17. We're reading from the NLT version. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name for ever and ever. This is rightly called a psalm of praise of David. It is full of praises. It is reminding us how good God is, how righteous he is in everything he does, how he is filled with kindness. He's close to all of us as we call on him, and he grants the desires of those who fear him. That's a respect, not being scared. That's a respectful adoration, actually. And he hears the cries of help and rescues us. And there have been many times in my life alone where I've been rescued by God. And I'm sure everyone relates to that, where you can think back of times in your life when you know that he has come through for you, when you know that he has protected you, where he has preserved you from danger, from evil. And the Lord protects those who love him, and he destroys the wicked. Justice will happen. Don't worry about those people who seem to be getting away with murder. It's okay, because Jesus has paid for all the bad things that everyone has done. So whoever turns to him will be forgiven. That's including you and me. It might also include the people that have wronged you. But we can rejoice in that, because those people were created in God's image, and Jesus died for them just as much as he died for us, and he loves them just as much as he loves us. So that's how we can pray for our enemies and praise God in every situation. In Thessalonians it says, rejoice always, and this is why. Because when we think of all the goodness, all the kindness, and the righteousness, and the beauty of God, that's when we can praise him forever and ever.